Would you ever call it a certain kind of sack?
Well, burlap bag.
Okay. Would you ever call it a croaker sack?
Well, yeah, a croaker sack, that's a burlap.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh,
so then those would be the same thing?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What's the amount of corn that can be milled at one time?
Bushel.
Okay. Are you familiar with a term that means the amount of corn, like a turn of corn or a grist of corn, to mean that? Have you ever heard those used that way?
No, they call it a sack of corn.
Okay. What's the amount of wood that can be carried at one time?
A turn?
Okay.
A turn of wood?
And a person might be carrying not a full turn, but a what?
A few sticks of stone wood.
Okay.
Like
okay. So if now let's change it a little. And if he was carrying not a full load, you'd say he wasn't carrying a full load, but he was carrying a
little armful.
Okay. Would you ever use the word jag to mean that? Have you heard that?
No, I don't believe I've ever used that.
Okay.
Much.
When a woman is going to hang out the clothes, she carries them outside in a,
in a clothes basket.
Okay. What do you call a wooden container that's smaller than a barrel, but it's shaped like a barrel? Might hold nails off, something like that.
Keg.
Okay. What do you call the metal bands around a barrel? Women, long time ago, women used to
put it.
What's the thing to put in the mouth of a bottle?
Stopper.
And what would a stopper be made out of?
Cork.
Okay. What do you call a musical instrument that's about this long and about this high, and you hold it up to your mouth?
Harp.
Okay. And what about something that you don't blow on, but you pick it?
Juice harp.
Can you play one of those?
No, I never did try.
Uh-huh.
My husband could.
Could he?
Yeah, that's the first one.
Uh-huh. What did it sound like? Sort of a...
Toot, like you know. But they work their lips, and that makes the sound go different.
Uh-huh.
It curved the tune.
I've never heard one play.
And they do it like that.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. You drive a nail with a...
hammer.
And the part of a wagon that goes between the horses is called...
tongue.
And the parts of a buggy that go on either side of a horse are the...
shaves.
What do you call the metal part of a wheel?
It's the tire.
Okay, and what's the part that's right inside the tire?
That's the spokes.
Okay. Now let's see, the tire is attached to...
to the axle.
Okay. Let's see. On a wooden wheel, what do people call... the part of the wheel, not the axle, but the outer part that the spokes are attached to.
Hub.
Okay. Let's see, what's the, on a wagon, when you've got horses hitched up to a wagon, what's that part that goes in front that the horses actually push against to make the wagon move?
It's a swinger tree.
Okay. And would you call it something different if it were one horse instead of two?
Well, you'd call it a... Well, the one horse would be a pair of shaves. Two horses would be a tongue.
Uh-huh.
And a breast, it's the breast something.
Uh-huh.
That hitches to the tongue, each one. And it's a breast chain.
That's
it. Collar and a breast chain.
And then where does the swingle tree go?
In the back.
Okay.
Behind them.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see, if a person was going back and forth with wood in his wagon, you'd say he was what wood?
He was hauling wood.
Somebody says, did they drag the log out of the field? You might say, yes, they...
They drug it out.
Okay. Before you plant crops, you have to break up the ground with a...
auger or a tractor.
Okay. And what's something that has a...